Italy, page 92. In and out, trendy cities.
Kevin, guess what? I'm going to Italy.
Awesome, but how's that?
My father will have to work there for 2 months, and he's taking me along with him.
Lucky girl. I wish I could go too. Where will you stay?
Milan. Can you imagine being in the fashion capital of the world, looking at all those beautiful creations at first hand? It's like a dream come true.
Did you know that panettone, the typical Christmas cake, was created in Milan?
Really? I had no idea. But listen, there's more. My dad said I can visit other cities while he's busy working. So I'm thinking of going to Rome, of course, and then to Florence, Venice, and maybe Murano.
Murano?
Well, that's because of my grandma. She is fascinated by their traditional glass art. Once she told me that 600 years ago, the glassmakers were so important that they were prohibited to leave the city. If they tried to, it was considered treason. They were the only people in Europe who knew how to make a mirror. So I thought it might be interesting to see these people working.
Yeah, I'd like it too. But if I had to choose, I'd certainly go to Florence. Isn't it amazing that 1/3 of the world's most important artworks are in that city?
It sure is. Not even Julius Caesar would have imagined that when he founded the city.
How come you know Julius Caesar founded Florence?
I came across some curious facts about the city on the net, and I found out that Florence would have an extra appeal for you.
What do you mean?
Aren't you from Edinburgh?
You know I am.
Well, Florence and Edinburgh are sister cities.
No kidding.